What kinds of things would you use to take care of your yard?
I have a lawnmower. I have shovels and rakes, and I have leaf rakes and regular rakes. Mm-hmm. And the lawnmower has a catch bag, and I use a catch bag and catch all the most of the clippings out the yard and put them in the back. Mm-hmm. See, I don't use no fertilizer on my garden back there.
Yeah.
All the leaves and all the grass out of the yard is stacked back then, make a kind of a mulch pile for when I get ready to plant. I go back there and mm-hmm. put it under and cover it up mm-hmm. and plant.
What kinds of tools do you have to take care of your yard and garden and things like that?
Oh, shovels, hoes, rakes. I have what they call a swing billy
uh-huh.
for slinging down grass.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
Would you ever call a lawnmower something else if it were maybe gas powered, electric, or just manual? We might push it.
Oh yeah, on the power one, you call it a power mower.
Mm-hmm.
On the manual one, you don't hardly see them no more. So mm-hmm. I don't know what if anyone have any different. Because when I was a kid, my dad didn't believe in a lawnmower. He cut all the grass out the yard and you raked it.
Mm-hmm. How would you break the ground for your garden?
Usually with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the shovel and go down and speed it to turn it over, and then go back and dig me a trench for putting the cut grass and leaves in, and then mm-hmm. take the shovel and cover it up again.
Mm-hmm. And what some people have, they have a pretty big garden. Sometimes they use something kind of like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
You have a rototiller, and you have a regular little plow that you can buy with a motor on it. Some of them are regular little, what they call turn plows for turning your soil over.
Mm-hmm.
And they have little harrows for, you know, scratching things in.
Mm-hmm. What might you use to keep the hedges?
I have an electric hedge, but it's self-deal. I mean, you don't use you don't charge it
mm-hmm.
like your electric razor,
yeah.
and then go out. See, because all the hedges I have, one time I had hedges all the way around,
mm-hmm.
and I was using an old hand mm-hmm. hedge cutters, and then later on we went over and got these one that is electric, but it's one of the cordless type that mm-hmm. you just, you know, once it run down, you go in and recharge it and go back again.
If a pretty good sized tree blew down, what might you use to cut it up with?
I have an axe out there, and if it was pretty good size, I'd go over and rent me a good chainsaw
mm-hmm.
and jump on it like that.
Uh-huh. How would you get a chainsaw that was gas or electric?
In that case, gas,
uh-huh.
because the only setup I'd feel it was right and had enough power would be mm-hmm. Gasoline, because I don't figure an electric one would have enough power to get into a tree.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of beefsteak and things like that would you have?
Oh, you talking about something I don't care too much about. Now, the wife is T-bones, sirloin,
mm-hmm.
and they got a lot of ground beef. I like that part, you know,
mm-hmm.
ground beef steak.